Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my wife and kids. Dear Stephen Shirley, this is probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make. I have two teenage children, and their mother and I separated 10 years ago. But I have maintained a solid co-parenting relationship. 5 years ago, I got remarried, and my new wife seemed to accept my children and played a decent role as a stepmom. That didn't last long, and she eventually started treating them poorly. My teenagers became increasingly uncomfortable when they came over for the weekend. Over time, things have gotten worse, and my children started making excuses not to come over. My mother-in-law has come to live with us temporarily, and she has added fuel to the fire by saying that my children are getting older and don't need to come over as often as they used to. And since my mother-in-law is there, my wife says there's no room for the kids on the weekends. I've told my wife that her mother is not going to live with us permanently, but my children will forever be a part of our lives. My wife and my mother-in-law are depriving me of quality time with my children. I told her that our home will always be open to my children, whether she likes it or not. I'm tired of arguing about it, so I've decided it's time for me to go because my sole responsibility in life is to my children. No matter how much I love my wife, I would never put her before my children. I have told her that I want a divorce because I will not live without my children. My wife does not seem to care how this affects me. So I need to know, am I wrong for deciding to leave this woman? How would you handle this situation? Please help. Wow. My wife and kids, aptly titled, I would say. But, your wife is the issue here because she wants to separate you and your children. Now, as far as putting your kids first and all of that, you know, if you want to get biblical, it says, leave when you get married, leave and cleave. But your kids were there before your wife. So, you know, this is a problem because you're letting your wife dictate how you should, what kind of relationship you have with your kids, and the kind of relationship that you have with them is wrong because they're constantly getting pushed out of your life. I'm glad you took a stand. I'm glad you stepped up and stood up to your wife. And, I don't necessarily know if divorce is the way to go in this situation, but you guys definitely need to work on this marriage here. I hate this because it's breaking up a family, and not just one family, but two families. And your mother-in-law is there and she's adding fuel to the fire. You guys really need to talk about this situation. I don't know if you have already, but you really need to talk because your kids are the ones that are losing out of precious time, like you say, with their father. And they need that. No matter how old they are, you'll always be their father. I think divorce is taking it too far right now before you guys sit down and talk about it, though. Steve?
Well, I think they've had lots of talks. Mm-hmm. The thing has gotten worse over time. Things have gotten worse, and your children started making excuses not to come over because kids get older, they get smarter. Yeah. She mistreat us. She don't want us over there. So they done started making excuses. Now, my mother-in-law, your mother-in-law has come to live with us temporarily, and she didn't add a few to the fire by saying that my children are getting older and don't need to come over as often as they used to. Now, see, your ass is the one that's too old. See, the mother-in-law, she the one that got older and don't need to be there.
Right.
See, that's the one. That my mother-in-law has come to live with us temporarily, and she's at it by saying that my children are getting older and don't need to come over as often as they used to. She the one don't need to be over there often. Mm-hmm. The mother-in-law don't. So I found that disturbing. Then Your wife says there's no room for the kids on the weekends because her mama there. Wait, hold up, hold up. I can't see my kids because your mama here. Your wife and mother-in-law are depriving you of quality time with your children. And then you told her that your home always got to be open to the kids. See, I'm with this guy right here. I'm tired of arguing about it, so I've decided it's time for me to go. See, Shirley, I think they've discussed this many times. Mm-hmm. And the discussions then turn into arguments. Well, I don't want them over here. The man want to see his kids. She don't want them over here. Now, what type of woman, listen to what I'm about to say to y'all carefully. What type of woman stops a man from being with his kids? You want me to tell you what type?
Evil woman.
A lot of them.
Really?
There are a lot, Shirley. You would be stunned.
Yeah.
How many women out there are making it hard for a man to have a relationship with his children because she feels as she don't want to be the attachment to the ex-wife or the woman. She don't want them kids in here interfering what they got going. Maybe she don't want them around their kids. It is a lot of women who do this. And it is sad. Because, man, when a man wants to take care of his children, there's nothing worse than you being his wife stopping him from doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, even your mammy done came over there talking about some damn.
Oh, what?
Mammy?
Her mammy. Mama-in-law. This is exactly who I'm talking about, laying up in here eating crackling and cornbread and some damn buttermilk, talking about. There's no room for these kids. They too old to come over here. They don't need to come over as often as they used to. They getting older. Your ass the one that's old. But what, Shirley?
I'm just saying, how old? You know, you never get too old to go see your parents. What is that?
However old they are.
Yeah.
What difference do it make? Now they can't come over no more. But the mom-in-law over there.
Right.
Now the man say he done talked about her. He tired of arguing about it. He figured it's time for him to go. It's a divorce. Now, he says something that you touched on and we'll get into. I would never put her in front of my kids.
Yeah. All right, Steve. You got a problem. Let's take a break here. My wife and kids.
Oh, this dude's wife don't want the kids over there no more. And then the mom-in-law done moved in. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Now, this man can't have a relationship with his kids. Mm-hmm. Because of his mother-in-law, Irma over there.
Her name is Irma?
That's what the name I picked. Hmm. Told my wife that her mama not going to be living with us permanently, but my children would ever be in our lives forever. My wife and mother-in-law depriving me of quality time with my children. And I told her our home will always be open to my children, whether she likes it or not. And I'm tired of arguing about it, so I done decided it's time for me to go. Because my sole responsibility in life is to my children, no matter how much I love my wife. Well, we really got more responsibilities than our children. The sad part is your mother-in-law and wife don't want you to have a relationship with your kids. And that's so sad, man. That is so sad.
It is, Steve.
And I would never put her before my children. Well, because she making you choose. And I've told her that I want a divorce because I will not live without my children. And now your wife don't seem to care how this affects me. Well, she love her mama, let her live with her mama. Her mama there.
Mm-hmm.
Live with your mama. You got who you want. So I need to know, am I wrong for deciding to leave this woman? Bye. You don't need no counseling. You're married to an evil heifer. And her mama evil. And she got it from her mama because her mama ain't even, girl, you need to let this man have the life with these kids. No, she adding fuel to the fire. Leave both of them. Man, go on where you going. Because you ain't going to be happy, man, feeling like you done left your kids. It's a doggone shame, man. Yeah. But I promise you, you'll be able to find a woman to be accepting of you and them kids.
But he's going to be a little hesitant, don't you think, now, Steve? Because she was with it at first, and then she changed, wifey.
Man, please.
You been here already?
I done been in everything. I walk out of there so fast. Bye. Go walking in, kiss her and Irma. Come on over here, Irma. Long school way from me. You know you want to buy a kiss. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go and leave.
Yeah. No hesitation. Be out, huh?
I'd be out. She's don't make no sense. Okay. I ain't doing this with you.
And you shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
I'm really what? Not.
She's wrong.
You shouldn't. Yeah. That's just evil. Yeah.
We ain't doing this, man. Listen to the two dudes that done had some divorces. We not doing this.
Yeah. Experience.
Yeah. Can't beat that. Got knowledge and experience.
Wow. I do feel badly for the kids. I do, because they don't even want to come over and they make excuses. They make excuses.
And this woman, this crazy, won't let this man have a relationship with his children. That's crazy.
First, she seemed to accept the children and played a decent role as stepmom, but that didn't last long, it says.
Right. So now that's it. Mm-mm. Time for a reenactment.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm ready.
Jay the girl.
Always.
We know.
Jay, you the
always.
Wife don't want the kids over. Let's go.
I'm always ready, yeah.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby, kids coming over this weekend.
I need a name first.
Earlene.
Earlene, love it.
Earlene and Stanley. Mm-hmm. Earlene.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Earlene, the kids coming over this weekend.
No, whoa. No, they're not coming over here. We already ran over this, Stanley, several times. This is our house, not your kids in our house. They is not coming over here.
What, listen to me, baby. We talked about this a bunch of times. I told you. I won't have a relationship with my kids.
I don't want to hear that. And you're going to either have to choose between me or your kids.
It ain't no problem. Now, you took this reenactment right up to the end.
Then, well, let's go.
So now we at the divorce already.
Either you want me or you want them damn kids.
Well, I want the kids. I want the kids.
All y'all just gone. Bye. Gone about your business.
No, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem.
This relationship is not going to work. With you, me, and your kids.
No. It's me, you, the kids, and your mammy. That's why it ain't working.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, my mama?
Yeah, that's her.
You gonna insult my mama?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, my God.
That's her.
I have never.
That's why we can't even keep the refrigerator cool. Because she's standing in it all day.
Oh, because you gonna sit there and disrespect me and my mama?
Your mama don't like my kids and been in here adding fuel
like
to the
kids. My mama don't like you. My mama don't like nothing about you. But you're not gonna disrespect my mama.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. That's why we getting a divorce.
Oh,
right there.
Do I look shocked and hurt?
Uh-oh, Earlene.
Oh man.
Uh-oh, Earlene.
No, I don't. Do you see a tear in my eye?
No, and I don't want to be no tear in your eye.
Do I look like I'm upset because you and your little raggedy mouth kids is leaving?
Whoa. Mm-hmm. My kids got raggedy mouth.
All
right. Have you seen your mama mouth? Have you seen your mama mouth?
All your kids' mouth look like a phone bill, just all full of holes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how about this, though? At least my kids got teeth.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh, the clapback.
Mm. Oh, it's real, isn't it?
Your mama ain't got a tooth in her head.
Mm.
Ooh, early.
And the one she do have, she need to get it took out. Because it looked crazy sitting up in there all alone.
You know what? When y'all leave, y'all won't have to see that one day.
All right, it's time to go, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.